CryptoCommunity.com.
Well, this morning, we're going to look at the word justification. We've been going through the summer addressing different spiritual terms, and this is called the crossword series because we creatively put them all together in a little neat little crossword. But each one of these words that we're studying has really deep and meaningful impact. And in our lives, if we understand and apply those things, it can do amazing changes for our Christian life. Basically, they're the essence of who we are in our Christian life. So justification, it's one of those terms that if you look at it, immediately you think of someone that's trying to justify something that they did wrong, you know. Kind of like someone that comes up with some kind of an excuse, you know, to justify their actions, you know. But that's not what this is. Justification in the Bible means something totally different than that. So justification, the definition of that is justification is a legal act wherein God deems a sinner righteous on the basis of Christ's righteousness. And you'll see that up there. Unlike sanctification, which Scott talked about last week, justification is not a process. It's not something that we go through. It's a one-time act. It's complete and definitive. So it's a one-time event that happens in our lives. And so if justification is the act of making us righteous, which is part of that definition, then this begs the question, what is righteousness? And what does it mean to be righteous? So this morning I'm going to be not only looking at what it means for justification, but what ties into that is righteousness. And we're going to look a little bit deeper and delve a little bit deeper into what does righteousness mean. In layman's terms, righteousness is a right standing with God. Okay? So that means we are pretty much blameless in the eyes of God. We stand before God free from sin. Okay? Now, if justification is the act of making us righteous, then how do we become righteous? If that's the act, what do we need to do to become righteous? So in Romans 3, 21 through 24, we're going to look at that quickly. It says this, and you can find that, you can turn to that in your Bibles if you want. It says, but it'll also be up on the screen. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. So I ask this question. We are righteous through faith in who? According to what we just read, who are we righteous through faith in? Exactly. We're righteous through faith in Christ. See, he's our righteousness. And in that verse, you know, it says that the righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. So it's open to everyone. It's open to everyone who believes. Through faith, you can have that righteousness. I want to give an illustration of this. There's a really great video. Some of you probably know who Joyce Meyer is. She's a national speaker, and she goes around the country speaking on different issues. And she has a really great illustration of this. So if you want to just watch this video,
Now, this is my code of sin. I'm in chains, in bondage. Everything's a mess. It's ripped up. It's filthy, dirty. And this is my life. I have this terrible, heavy burden, bondage, no hope, depression, fear, discouragement, despondency, despair, every kind of misery that you can possibly have. And I can keep it unless I'm willing to humble myself and cry out to God and say, "Oh God, help me." And when I do, something marvelous happens.
I'm here.
Now, Dave only gets to play God. Trust me, he's not God. But come up here, buddy. But here is what happens, and I love to do this. I use this example all over the world, and people get it. Because so many people try so hard to be righteous, and they don't realize that they're made righteous, and then they have to learn how to live inside out. So what happens when I say, "God, I'm so sorry for the life that I've lived, and I know that I'm a mess without you, and I'm a sinner, and I can't help myself. Would you please help me forgive my sins?"
Yes.
So then he takes my sin, and he gives me his righteousness. Now, admittedly, it's a little big. And I do this on purpose because the point is once God gives you his righteousness, it seems overwhelming to even think about it. But we spend the rest of our walk with God, the rest of our days, growing into what God has already given us to be on the inside. We learn to live inside out. Amen?
So that's just a great illustration of what it means to be righteous. Let me ask you a question. And I'm going to pose this to a couple people. On a scale, you want to bring it up, Scott? On a scale of 0 to 100, how righteous are you? What would you say? Scale of 1 to 100. Doesn't? Don't know. How about you? Would you have any idea? No? I'm going to come around. Beach, how righteous are you? Scale of 1 to 100. Well, you got 100 choices. Okay. Adi, scale of 1 to 100. 0 is bad, 100. You got 0 righteousness or 100%? 100%. All right, someone's paying attention. So, on a scale of 1 to 100, if we have faith in Christ, we are at 100% righteousness. Amen? Now, let's take a look. There's a verse that really explains this. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it said, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." See, it's through Christ he has covered us in righteousness. We are 100% righteous because of what Christ has done. It has nothing to do with what we've done. It's because of what Christ has done for us. Do you believe you are as righteous as Christ? I mean, that's what it says. That's what this verse says. I mean, let's read it again. "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him," in Christ, "we might become the righteousness of God." It doesn't say just a little righteous. It doesn't say half righteous. It says we are the righteousness. We're fully righteous. And do you know, understand what that means? Do you understand what that means when God looks at me? He doesn't see me. He doesn't see all my faults. He doesn't see all that code of sin that we carry around. He doesn't see all that baggage. What he sees is Christ, because Christ has paid for all of that. He's paid the price on the cross for all that garbage in our life, all that sin. You know, what an awesome gift. What an awesome gift of love. I mean, let's look at Romans 5, 15 through 21. It says, but the gift is not like the trespass. And what he's talking about there is the trespass is the trespass of sin that was caused by Adam. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, Adam, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation. But the gift, who is Christ, followed many trespasses and brought justification. See, for if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, Adam, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. For just as through the disobedience of the one man the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man the many will be made righteous. And it's interesting, throughout this passage it keeps talking about a gift. Have you ever received a gift? I'm sure most of you have. Most of you have birthdays, and you receive gifts on your birthday. Let me ask you a question. Did you earn that gift? No. See, a gift is not something that we can earn. You cannot earn a gift. And in this passage, he keeps talking about a gift. See, God has given us this incredible gift. He's offering it to us. You know, someone can offer you a gift, but until you take it, it's not yours. You know? And in the same way, God is offering us this incredible gift, this gift of Christ and eternal life, freedom from sin, to be a righteous in the eyes of God. I mean, it's amazing. And you know, it also talks about, in that verse, if we back up just a little bit, it says, you know, for if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life? Are you reigning in life? How many of us feel like we're actually just reigning in life? I mean, do we really understand this? I mean, what he has given us is something incredible that we can apply to our lives. You know, Satan and the enemy, he likes to come in and tell you that, yeah, you know, you're really just a sinner saved by grace. You know, you're nothing more than a sinner. You're nothing more than a bunch of filthy rags. You know, we have that coat. But that's not at all who we are. That's not who all. If you've received Christ, if you put your faith in him, he gives you that white coat of righteousness. And we got to live accordingly. Once we understand that and start applying it to our lives, I mean, there's freedom. There's power in that. And you know, unfortunately, a lot of us walk around like we just lost our best friend, you know? We need to take hold of that and grasp it. So in wrapping this up, this is going to be kind of a short message, but that's okay. In wrapping this up, what does justification mean? And what does it mean to us, really? In Romans 5:1, it says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So number one is that we have peace. I mean, how many people are looking for peace in their life? In this world, we look around and we see everyone, and they're trying to meet that need for peace. They're trying to build the perfect life. They're trying to do good works and trying to have, you know, some sense of sensibility to their life. But because we've been justified, we have that peace. We have the peace of knowing that God loves us, that we have eternal life, that we are righteous in His eyes. There's no condemnation anymore. There's no condemnation for us anymore. That's awesome. Number two is that we have hope. In the second part of that verse, it says that through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Can you imagine you boasting? I mean, we have hope. It's not just hope for here, but for eternity. We have the hope that we're going to be spending eternal life with God and spend eternity with Him. That is just awesome. What a great hope. And that hope should transfer to others around us. I mean, others should be able to see that hope in our lives. Number three is that we have life. And not just life, living life, drudging through life. We have abundant life. I mean, it's amazing. Not only do we have life here, but for eternity. In Romans 8:1-4, it says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it is weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." See, He's given us life. He's given us His Spirit living inside of each and every one of us. We have power. We have incredible resources that God has given us to live a life that is incredible and abundant, and one that gives us power not just to make it through the day, but to be victorious. So the next time the enemy whispers in your ear and says to you, "You are nothing. You are nothing. You're worthless," just let him know that you have everything. Let us pray. Father, we just thank You. Thank You so much for what You've done for us. And if there's anyone here that hasn't put their faith in You, may they see what an incredible gift You're offering, Father. The gift of eternal life, the gift of righteousness, the gift of being right with You, to have peace with You. Father, help us to understand this. Help us to apply this to our lives. Help us to live a life of righteousness, a life that is free from sin, free from condemnation, and love And Father, we just thank you so much for what you've done for us, the sacrifice that you made. And we just want to live accordingly. So Father, let us go from here and just be a light unto this world. And help us to put on that coat of righteousness and help us to live accordingly. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast of the Portico Church in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You can find out more about our church at porticocommunity.com.